Representative Jonathan Jackson. And at that point, I'd asked about his dad, and you had given us an update. And then we all heard that he was, you know, struggling a little bit. I saw the press release that was issued on behalf of your family thanking Northwestern Medicine. So welcome back to the show, Congressman. How is he today?
Well, thank you. He's gaining strength, and I do know their prayers do work. And so he got off of intensive care, and his condition has been upgraded. So good to see him strong and in full faith and health.
Yeah, that's the key. It's so hard.
Yeah,
and you've got him. Such an integral part of this city and the fabric of this city. And for those of us who have had aging parents, it's a tough process as a kid. And, you know, you might be a congressman, but when it comes down to it, you're his kid.
Yes, and he's father first to me. And so I get choked up thinking about it. He's done so much for so many for so long. But to me, he's dad. He's the person I could go to for shoes, support, help, comfort, and everything. So that's my friend, partner, and that's my dad. Love him.
Yeah, absolutely. 427 to 1. What an amazing day yesterday. I think many of us never thought that we could see both sides come together on one issue, but they did yesterday.
For a brief moment in time, so let us rejoice and be glad in that. And, of course, the president did not want this released. He could have done that a long time ago. And so when he starts mentioning other persons that are investigation, I can see his mind turning. You can't release certain files while there's an ongoing investigation. So they'll do everything they can to continue to throw wrenches into the legal process. So it got out of the House, got out of the Senate, and now it's going forward. And I understand from some confidential sources, certain materials are being redacted with Republican names and wants to release the next wave with Democratic names, as well as ongoing investigations. It's at the Justice Department. We can't release the material. But on to the good news is, how could you be against tracking down pedophiles and abusers? And I was so happy to see the women in the galleries, the survivors of this abuse, have one moment of joy. So we're going to stay with them. We're going to continue to press this case forward. And no person should be above the law because of their wealth, power, and influence. And certainly women should not be beneath the law because of society and prejudice and discrimination.
Thank you so much for saying that on behalf of every woman listening, because it is a struggle. Sometimes we don't believe that we have accurate representation, and we feel that sometimes these things are held up, pushed away, ignored, and it's been pointed out there are more important issues, but not for survivors or victims.
You know, these were teenagers. These were children.
Kids. These are, in my eyes, children. Children, absolutely.
Right. And so to the degree that it's even taken this long, it's gone through five administrations. Everybody's seen it. Everybody's hunted on it. They were so young that they're still alive, and they're still trying to champion this cause simply for justice. And so I am glad that it sailed through the House, and I hope that the Justice Department and the president do not try to put any more barriers in there. And let's just agree that we can rid ourselves of the predators. They deserve to have a day in court. You know, I don't want to accuse anyone, but I don't want to see children and women victimized any further.
And I would imagine, like me, you don't care if it's a Republican or a Democrat or what the heck they call themselves. If they are guilty of these crimes,
they're called a pervert and they should be arrested.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining us, and thank you for standing with the 426 other people who voted, and your dad will be in our prayers.
Thank you, and the thousands of women that had to go through that island. There were thousands.
Thousands.
And I think, and I would hope that we would now broaden our lens, not just talk about the Epstein pimping in the island, to now talk about what's happening in cities and suburbs and the countryside all across our country. We can put an end to trafficking. Let's get it behind us so we can move forward and be a better nation.
It has to come to an end. Thank you, Representative Jackson.
Thank you, and happy holidays to you as well.
Happy Thanksgiving. I hope you have a beautiful holiday with your family.
You're the best. Okay, thank you. Keep up the great work.